I'll turn again to Mark's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 13. Again, if you're using the Church Bible, it's page 1012. Mark chapter 10, verse 13. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. Well, friends, today I'm going to do something a little bit different. You know, when you come to church on, usually I talk to the adults and the children. Well, you have to listen in to what I'm saying to the adults, and hopefully God will speak to you even then. But today I'm going to reverse things around. And today I'm going to focus on the children, and I'm going to have a little word to you, and the adults have to listen in to you and to what you I'm saying to you. And hopefully, by talking to you, they will also be helped and blessed. So, if you can, for just a few minutes, I'll try not to be too long. If you can give me a little bit of your attention, and if you can keep awake, that'll be even better. And don't fall asleep and nod off, as sometimes you do, and I don't blame you because I go on a bit sometimes. But if you can keep awake and listen to this word, hopefully it will speak also to you. So this is a sermon for children, and it's all about the children's friend. Oh, everybody wants a friend, isn't it? I'm sure you like friends. You have a brother, you have a sister, maybe they're your friend. But you say, I really want a close friend outside of the family. Yeah, maybe you'll put your arm around her because they are so close to you and you love them. You have to be with them. You love to talk to them. You love to have them by your side. You love to be in their company, isn't it? But maybe you don't have any friends. Well, today, I don't think you do, because I know you boys and girls, and you're very friendly. And I want to tell you about the friend who loves children. Do you know his name? Do you know his name? Oh, I'm sure you do. Some of you are nodding. You know his name already, isn't it? His name is the Lord Jesus. And he loves little boys and he loves little girls so very much from his heart. He's not pretending. He's very sincere. He loves boys and girls. Now, there was a time when Jesus was here on earth, that mums and dads brought their little children to Jesus. I think it really was probably only the mums in this case. Doesn't mean the dads didn't care. Maybe they were too busy. Maybe they were working. And so mum had to bring the children to the Lord Jesus. And all they wanted to do, him to do, was something very simple. They just wanted the Lord Jesus to touch their children. And to touch means, in this case, to lay his hands upon their heads and to bless them and to pray for them. That's all they wanted, because they knew if the Lord Jesus blesses our children, well, our children will be happy. Our children will be so glad. It'll brighten up their lives. It'll make them happier than they've ever been if they have the Lord Jesus. And they'll be safer if they have his blessing. So they brought their children to the Lord Jesus. Now, boys and girls, I wonder if you've ever thought, where are all the places mum and dad have brought me to? Where are all the people who they have brought me to see? Perhaps when you're very young and you don't remember this, but your mum took you to play school or a play group, and so that you could play with other little children, and you could, big word, socialize, learn to talk to other boys and girls, and have fun with them, and spend time with them. And then when you're a bit older, do you remember mum used to take you to the library, so you can borrow books, and you can read interesting stories? Oh, you remember that? What about dad? Dad as well. Dad took you maybe to the park, play football with you. Maybe he took you to the swimming pool, and so that you could enjoy a good swim
as well. Oh, mums and dads, they do so much. Maybe they took you to the fun fair. Well, you remember that? Remember those thrilling rides? You were scared. You were holding on tight. Mum and dad took you there. Well, all these things, mums and dads are very good at, especially mums. Mums are very good at thinking about, how can I help my children? What can I do that's good for my boy, for my girl, to help them? Mums are really good at that, maybe a little bit better than dads. Maybe they brought you on holiday, I'm sure. Took you on holiday somewhere away from home. Maybe it was camping and you had a barbecue and you did, or perhaps you went to the beach and you swam in the sea or built sandcastles there. You remember? They took you to all these places. Or sometimes for a treat, they took you maybe to McDonald's. And if it really a big treat, maybe they took you to a fancy restaurant so you could enjoy a good meal. I'm sure they've done that once in a while. They took you to places you didn't really want to go and to see people you didn't really want to see. You know who I'm talking about? The dentist. The dentist with that drill. Well, you don't want to go there, do you? But you have to sometimes. Or that doctor, that GP. And you have to tell him what's wrong, and he has to tap you and check you and poke you here and there. He didn't like that. Or even serious. I hope it hasn't happened to you. But maybe you have to go to the hospital, and you have to have a bandage or something put on your arm because you've broken it. And all those things may have to happen to you. And so mum and dad's always thinking, where can I take my child? What's best for my child? I'm sure your mum and dad have not taken you, I hope not, to a Taylor Swift concert. I hope not. That's not going to be very good for you. A Taylor Swift concert to sing those songs, well, that's not very helpful. That's not going to do you much good. It's better to avoid that. So there are always parents thinking along these lines. What's good for my boy? What's good for my girl? And here, they're bringing their little children to the Lord Jesus because they know it's good for them to come into contact with Jesus. They know it's good for the Lord Jesus to bless them. You may say, but Jesus is not here now. Here he was then. How can my parents bring me to Jesus? He's in heaven. Well, that's true. Jesus is in heaven. But when they bring you to church, that's like bringing you to the Lord Jesus, because Jesus is here, even here tonight. When they send you to Sunday school, it's not that they want to get rid of you so that they can have some free time, maybe. Some parents do that. But it's because they want you to hear that you need salvation. You need to believe in the Lord. They want you to know the Lord Jesus and the way that you can be forgiven all your sins and come to know him. But they encourage you at home. They say, you read your Bible. Read your Bible every day. Why? Because when you open the Bible, it's showing you who the Lord Jesus is. And you can see him in the Bible. That's the best place where you can find him. So they encourage you to do these things. But you may ask the question then, but why? Why do I need Jesus to bless me? I'm a fast runner. I'm faster than anybody else. Oh, I'm strong. You should see me on my scooter. You should see me on my bike. I cannot do anyone on these things. Perhaps you say, I'm doing very well at school. I excel in my exams. I pass every exam. Maybe you've begun looking in the mirror. And you begin saying to yourself, I'm quite good looking. I'm quite handsome. Oh, I'm quite pretty. Maybe you start to say all this. I believe that. Yes, you are. But then you say, but why then do I need Jesus? Because there's something you don't have. And that is forgiveness from the Lord. You need to have all your sins, all those bad things you have done, all those terrible things which have made God upset. You've got to repent of those things, and you've got to find forgiveness from the Lord. And this is what Jesus can do for you. You need a place in heaven. Only he can bring you there, nobody else. Only the Lord Jesus, no other man. Your parents can't bring you to heaven. They want to. That's why they send you to church and Sunday school. But they can't take you to heaven. Only the Lord Jesus can bless you in this way. And that's why we need him. But now, look what happened. When these parents, these mums came with their children to Jesus, well, some of them were so small, they were so young, they were being carried by their mums. And there were others who were a little bit older, and they could just about walk. And so they were holding the hand of their mummy as they were coming to Jesus. And they were excited, we're going to see the Lord. This is what their mums would have told them. But then something terrible happened. Did you get it in the reading? You see what happened? The disciples of Jesus stood in their way. Where do you think you're going? They asked the mums with the children. We want to see Jesus. We want him to lay his hands upon the children to bless them. You can't do that. He hasn't got time for that. He's a very busy man, don't you know? They said to him. He's a very busy guy. He's a very important man. He hasn't got time for little children. That is, the disciples said to him, you mustn't disturb him. He hasn't got time for you. That's very unkind, isn't it, of them to say that, to stop the children from coming to the Lord Jesus. Well, that was a long time ago this happened. 2,000 years ago. That's a long, long time. Can you count to 2,000? Oh, it will take you a while. 2,000 years plus. But even today, boys and girls, well, there are people who are going to try and stop you from coming to Jesus. There are people who are going to want to prevent you from coming to the Lord Jesus, to know him. Who would do that? It sounds so awful, so dreadful, so horrible thing. Who would dare to do such a thing like that? It may be your school teacher. Your school teacher, when the school teacher tells you, it's okay to believe in Jesus, but it's also okay to believe in anything else. It doesn't really matter. If you want to believe in Jesus, okay. If you don't want to believe in Jesus, okay. That's okay as well. That's not right. Because we need the Lord Jesus. Where they tell you, the Bible, it's a good book, but there are other good religious books also. You don't have to only read the Bible. They don't say that the Bible is God's word. They say everything doesn't matter. Or when they tell you, oh, God didn't create the world. God didn't make everything. Isn't that incredible? God didn't make everything. You understand that. The adults, they find it so hard to understand sometimes these things. God made you. But they will say, no. Maybe you come from apes, from monkeys. That's how you came, instead of God making you. God didn't make you, they'll tell you. All these so-called teachers are actually telling you, are standing in the way to try and stop you from coming to the Lord. Maybe a friend. Somebody, your school friend. This is not really a good friend, because he's going to try and stop you from believing. Why you go to church? Well, it's boring going to church. Why are you going to church? Nobody else. You read your Bible? Nobody else reads their Bible. Nobody else prays. Oh, then maybe they'll say all these things to you. I heard of a boy. He grew up in a Christian family. And the mum and dad used to teach him and his brothers and sisters the Bible. But when he got a little bit older and he met a friend who was not really a true Christian, and a friend took him away from believing in the Lord. And he went for year after year without believing in the Lord. He fell away from faith in the Lord. And then one day he heard his friend died. Suddenly, great, he was very sick and he died overnight. And the man, when he heard it, he was shocked. He said, that man, he went into eternity. He went into the next life without a savior. Ah, what a fool I've been to stop believing in the Lord. I must come back to him. And that's what he did. He came back and he went on to be a great man of God. So you must remember this, friends, for the rest of your lives. There may be people who want to stop you from coming to Jesus. Now, Jesus saw everything because he is God, but it was also in his eyesight, and he heard everything that was being said, and he heard what the disciples said to the mums and to the children. How do you think he responded when he heard these things? How do you think he felt? He was very unhappy with them. He was very unhappy, not just unhappy. He was very, very displeased with them, the Bible says. He was very angry with his disciples for trying to stop the children from coming to him. He felt pain in his heart when he heard those words of the disciples. Now, the Lord Jesus, he was a very gentle person, really. He hardly ever got angry. Not like you and me, is it? What about you and I? We often get angry, isn't it? Very easily we get angry over very small things. And Mum says, you can't go out. You can't go out, stay in. Maybe it's a bit of an angry face. Or you can't have another chocolate biscuit. You've had 6 or 7 already. That's enough. And you show an angry face. Or maybe it's that horrible, dreadful word, bedtime, lights out. Oh, no. And it's only 9 o'clock, Mum. It's not only 8 o'clock, Mum. Oh, well, we don't like these things. Maybe you get angry. It's only very small, very petty things. Maybe you get angry at your brother when he starts playing with your toys or your mobile phone, if you have a mobile phone, as some kids do, and start using your scooter. Why don't you use your own scooter? Don't use mine. You get angry with him. Oh, this is little things, isn't it? Lord Jesus wasn't like that. He didn't get angry very easily, but he did hear. And there was another time he got very angry, and that was with his when he went into the temple. The temple was a holy place, but it had become like a marketplace. And there were people selling and buying animals there. And the Lord Jesus got very angry when he saw that. And he drove out all the animals, and he told the people off for making the holy place unholy. And sometimes he got angry with the Pharisees, the religious people, because they were just play-acting. They were not serious and sincere about the Lord. But this time, the Lord Jesus was angry with his own disciples, his own followers, because they were stopping and hindering these little children from coming to him. And he said, "Let the little children come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." You see, he wants them to come, children to come, because he loves children. And he wants children to be near him. And he doesn't say, "I'm so important, I haven't got time for children." He's got all the time in the world for you. Sometimes even our parents, they're so busy, they don't have time for you, maybe. But the Lord Jesus always has time for you. And he's always there to hear you. So he said, "Let the little children come unto me." Jesus wants you to come to him, to believe in him. He wants to bless you. You are valuable to him. Your soul is very precious to the Lord Jesus Christ. You're very angry with those school teachers who teach you not to come to him. He's very angry with friends who take you away from the Lord. But boys and girls, know that the Lord Jesus wants you to come. But then he went on to say something very, very interesting. In verse 15, he said, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." Perhaps people tell you, "You must be like an adult. You must behave like an adult now. You must try and be adult in your response and your behavior." Here, the Lord Jesus is saying to adults, "You must become like a little child. You must become like children if you want to go to heaven." Isn't that amazing? This is what the Lord says. You've got to become like a little child. What does he mean? What does he mean you've got to become like a little child to go to heaven? wonder if you know the answer. Well, it doesn't mean that the adult has got to become shorter and as small as you are in order to go to heaven. And that doesn't mean that the adult's got to start wearing a school uniform again and children's clothes. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that the adults have to start going to school all over again and stop working at their jobs. That's not what the Lord Jesus means. What then does the Lord mean? The Lord, well, when you think of adults, they find it harder to come to the Lord Jesus. They find it much harder because, you see, adults, because they're so old, have all sorts of different ideas in their minds, all sorts of opinions and theories. And when you tell them about God, some of them say, I don't believe all that. And you tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ coming from heaven to die on the cross, to take away our sins, well, they find it very hard to accept that. And they criticize it. And they find fault with these things, which are in the Bible. But a child just accepts it, isn't it? Child, you tell them, child, you're a sinner. You need to repent. You need to believe in the Lord. Straight away, they don't argue. But the adult will say, I'm not a sinner. Don't tell me I need a savior. Don't tell me I'm a good person. They will say these things. But a child just accepts it. A child just accepts and believes without asking lots of questions, lots and lots of questions. And when you tell a child, well, you must believe in the Lord, they accept it. And that's what the Lord Jesus means. You must become like a child and just receive these things. Don't come up with all sort of different difficult questions and hard questions. If I tell you God created the world, well, you believe it. If I tell you Jesus is God because it's in the Bible, you believe it. And you tell you that you trust in him, you will go to heaven, you believe it. And that's so simple, isn't it? And that's how adults must be. They must become like you if they want to go to heaven. So you as well, as a little child, can say, I know I am a sinner. I know I've done bad things. I know Jesus can forgive me. And I believe he died for me. And I trust him. Well, I'm going to finish off here with one more thing. Because at the end, when the mother and the children came through, the Lord Jesus did something wonderful. He took up the children in his arms. That's all parents do, isn't it? They take up their children in their arms. Do you remember when you were a little bit lighter than you are now? Your parents, your mum, your dad took you up in your arms. That's what people who love kids do. They take them up in their arms. Perhaps to take somebody up in their arms is to bring them close to your heart, isn't it? Right where your heart is beating because you love that person. You may do that with an animal. You may love an animal. Some of us, we went to a farm not so long ago, just in London, just here in London, and we were able to, we wanted to take up some of those guinea pigs that we saw and those rabbits. We wanted to maybe take it up and hold it in our hands, but they said, no, you can't do that. Perhaps you've done that with some other animal, a pet that you've had because you love that pet so much. Well, friends, this is the Lord taking up children in his arms because he wants to keep them close to their heart. He put his hands on them and blessed them close to their heart. It says that you're very important to the Lord. Close to the heart means if we're very interested, the Lord is very interested in you, very concerned about you, just perhaps as you are when you pick up that little pet of yours. So the Lord Jesus loves the little children. There's a song, I don't think we sing it in our Sunday school, but a song I used to sing, Jesus loves the little children, all the children in the world, black and yellow, red and white, whatever. The Lord Jesus loves the little children. And it's true, he does love all the children. And if you come to him and you trust in him, he will bless you. He will be a friend for life for you. Sometimes we lose our friends, isn't it? I remember when I was young, well, When I was a teenager, I had a very good friend. We used to do everything together. And we used to play football in the park from morning till night during the summer holidays. It was always great, fantastic. And we used to go to school together, and we used to play around on the way. We used to play fight often on the way as well. And we were in the same school, the same class. We were great friends at primary school and at secondary school. And then something happened. Something happened. Something terrible. And we lost our friendship. We stopped talking to each other. And I feel so sad now thinking about it. Oh, I wish I could mend that friendship, but that friendship is gone. Well, when you have the Lord Jesus as your friend, he's a friend for life. He will be a friend who will always be there for you, who will always love you. Doesn't change in his love. Friend who will be there to protect you from danger, to provide for you. May other people that you love, may disappear from your life. Maybe the Lord will take some of our parents home to heaven. But the Lord will always be there for you, to comfort you, to look after you, to give you help to overcome your sins and to bring you at last to heaven. This is it. This is all that we need to do, boys and girls. Come to the Lord Jesus and ask him to bless us in this way, and he will do it. Let's close our eyes and pray together. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the Lord Jesus Christ and this invitation to come to him. We thank you that the way is clear to come to him. Let nothing stop us. Let nothing hinder us from coming. But, O Lord, help us, even as a little child, to believe these things with all our hearts and to know your blessing in our lives today, tomorrow, and forever. We ask in the Saviour's name. Amen. And let's close by singing our final hymn, which is number 396. Jesus, I will trust thee. 396.